Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brienon. When we think of the bog, what does it bring to mind? A wet, swampy, dreary-looking place that's hard to love. Yet we're told it's a place that's vital to protect and preserve. To get a completely different view of the bog, I was recently sent a link to a website of a photographer who's been using a magnified macro lens on her camera to capture bog life in all its glory, and the results are spectacular. I met with Tina Claffey and asked her how she got interested in taking photos of the bog in the first place.
I went out for a walk, an eco-walk, with botanist and geologist John Feehan.
Okay.
And there was about eight of us on the walk, and it was in a bog near my hometown of Barr, and it was a part of the bog that was given back to nature.
Right.
And oh my God, my memories of the bog were very grim.
Yeah.
I never looked on the bog as a living landscape. I always looked at it as a dead wasteland, really. And I associated it with hard work, bringing home the turf, and everyone else would associate it with. But this day, my eyes were opened, because John Feehan, there was only about eight of us on the walk, and he handed each of us a little hand loop, which is like a little magnifying glass. And as he walked and talked, he walked off the boardwalk and encouraged us to get off the boardwalk and walk on the actual carpet of the bog. He was scooping up various flora and fauna off the ground, off the carpet, and he was encouraging us to look through this magnifying glass. And it blew my mind, because everything we were looking at was living and alive and colourful. There was carnivorous plants, there was spiders that walk on water, I wanted to capture with my camera what I was shown that day with the magnifying glass. So I invested in a macro lens, which is like an extreme close-up lens.
Yeah.
So that's like looking through a magnifying glass, but being able to take photos with it. And that opened a whole world for me, really. Because it started off an hour or two a day, going out with the camera, and then the next day bringing a sandwich and staying for longer, and then visiting other bogs. And actually, the more I found and discovered, the more interested I became. And it was like falling into Alice falling into the rabbit hole.
Okay.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland type, because it's just incredible what is out there.
Yeah.
And living amongst us in the bog that has been there for millennia.
Yeah.
And without us really knowing much about them. And it's something that fascinates me and continues to fascinate me every day.
And I think the way you described it there, that you saw it as kind of dead land, or, you know, that people associate with hard work and swampy and everything like that. If they go to your website just to see the level of colour that you're talking about, it is stunning. It is a completely new angle on the bog for people
to see it that way. It is, and the beauty of the macro photography is that you can capture what the naked eye can't see at all.
Yeah.
It just can't. So when you get up that really, really close, like the likes of sphagnum mosses, which we have over 20 species of them, they are the bones of the bog, as in we wouldn't have bogs without them, and they are like a kaleidoscope of colour. They are so colourful, and they absorb up to 20 times their own weight in water. They're like living sponges.
Yeah.
And they alone are amazing, but then you've all the different flora and fauna that grow from that sphagnum.
The way you have it on the website, I just noticed that you have it sort of split into the four seasons, that, you know, there's the spring, summer, autumn, winter, and it's just different things that you'll find at that season on the bog.
Absolutely, and every season has something beautiful to offer.
Yeah.
Right now it's spring, coming into spring, the bog pools are beginning to burst into life, and then as the summer approaches, the summer is just the time out there.
The colour, yeah.
The colour, the life.
Yeah.
It just bursts into life from late spring, and then coming into the autumn, you have the heather comes into bloom, and then all the other plants, like the bog asphodel, deep orange, you have purple. It's just so good for the soul, good for the mind to be out there. It's just a really enriching place. We're very lucky to have we have quite a few pristine bogs in Ireland, and that in itself is something we need to kind of hold on to.
Yeah.
They are our rainforests.
And it's open to everybody. Everybody can go along. There's boardwalks now going through bogs.
Absolutely, and there's so much more awareness now, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And the boardwalks in various towns and environs have the boardwalks can bring you right out into the middle of the bog that's really, really wet.
Yeah, yeah.
A really healthy bog is very, very wet. Yeah. And you wouldn't be able to go out there without a boardwalk. And now you can. You have access to go out to these incredible wildernesses, you know.
TinaClaffey.com. Check it out. Thanks very much, Tina.
Thank you very much.
I was truly blown away when I first saw these amazing photos, and it's given me a whole new appreciation of what's going on behind the scenes on every bog in the country. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Errors to Protect page on classichits.ie or on errorsoprotect.ie.
Errors to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out errorstoprotect.ie for more information.